Next patient is Stacy Quiet Scherer. That's S-T-A-C-E-Y, Stacy. Quiet is Q. I'm sorry, not Q. Quiet is K-W-I-A-T. And dash Scherer, S-H-E-A-R-E-R, Stacy Quiet Scherer. The date of consultation is 8-29-24. Date of birth is 10-6-65. Please make copy for Melissa C.P. That is M-E-L-I-S-S-A. C.P. is S-C-P-E. Melissa C.P. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. History of prison illness. This is a 58-year-old female who has had a history of persistent cough, shortness of breath with activity, and wheezing. Has been experiencing hoarseness and shortness of breath. And dryness of the mouth. The patient does not bring up much sputum. She has no night sweats, fevers, or chills. And has no hemoptysis. She was sent for a chest CT on 4/25/24, which shows mild bronchiectasis and mild diffuse ground glass parenchymal density and a small left lower lobe lung nodule. Follow-up CT was suggested. The patient has been using an inhaler, but does not get much relief. And complains of chronic hoarseness, for which she saw an ENT surgeon, but he gave her a nasal spray, which has not helped her any. She has gained weight and she has post nasal drip and some wheezing. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for tubal ligation in 04. Right knee replacement in 2021. History of panic attacks. Past history of hypertension. And history for depression and anxiety. Next paragraph. Habits. Patient smoked one pack per day for 39 years and has quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of kidney failure. Mother died of liver failure. Next paragraph. Allergies to IVP dye and penicillin. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo. And she has some hoarseness and dry mouth. She has urinary frequency and no flank pains. She has wheezing and persistent cough and no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn or rectal bleed, no jaw or arm pain, no palpitations. No leg swelling. She has anxiety and easy bruising, she had joint pain, some muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, system, I'm sorry. Med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 pills, PRN. Xanax, 1 milligram, TID, PRN. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. Fluoxetine, 20 milligrams daily. Losartan, 100 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female, is alert, no acute distress, no pallid sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse 94, respirations 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 174, saturation 94. HEND atmospheric, pupils are reactive. Clear, very clear, throat was mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the outsums are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organ, no megaly, the bowel, sounds active. Extremities will, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflex is a 1+, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is COPD and chronic bronchitis. Number 2, hypertension. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is oral thrush. And number 5 is anxiety disorder. Next plan, patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She will continue with albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And the other mentioned medications above. And she will also use nystatin solution, 10 cc TID, swish and swallow for 1 week. And a copy of her recent blood work will be requested. And a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Melissa Sipi, S-E-P-E, S-E-P-E, APRN, Dr. Susan.